WNRN, a special in-studio session today, a Commonwealth group that's been around a few decades now. Longtime friend, the Hot Seats. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you, Amber?
Doing wonderful. It's a sunny day. We've got some bluegrass in the studio. Feeling good.
Yeah.
We're going to get to why you all are here. We're going to talk about the RVA Bluegrass Jam and a lot more, but first, let's kick it off with a song.
All right, here we go. This is the Crook Brothers Breakdown.
Seats, Commonwealth Band out of Richmond, live today. WNRN's in-studio session. You'll be able to follow up at WNRN.org. Josh, hi.
Hello. Hello.
That was great.
Thank you so
Thanks so much. Well, you know, we went right into a song, so how about if you introduce the players in the room with you today?
Absolutely. Starting on my right, this is Charles Arthur playing, he's got a five-string banjo now, but he also plays resophonic guitar and harmonica and guitar and bass and a lot of different things with us.
Hello.
And sings some songs, too. And then here we have J.M. Noble playing the mandolin. Back here is Rudy B. playing fiddle. Rudy also plays the tuba and the bass with the band from time to time and occasionally has played accordion. And on some of the recordings we have, he's played that and trumpet as well. Back here on the bass is also percussion is Jake Sellers. And then my name is Josh Behrman, and I play guitar, and then sometimes I play banjo or mandolin or bass as well.
And you seem to be the responsible one in the group. You handle the emails and things.
Historically, that has been the case with this band, as I've been the responsiblest member of this band, anyway.
Well, let's talk about the history of the Hot Seats.
Yeah.
Richmond bass, been around a couple decades now. When did you start it? How'd you all meet?
Yeah, so the band began in 2001. I actually joined about 9 months into the band being a thing, and it began just as fun VCU students who were playing. There was a regular gig that happened first at a place called Richie's Pacific Grill, which is long since gone, and then the more recently departed Cary Street Cafe.
Aww.
We played every Wednesday there from 2002 to 2005, and what started as kind of a lark for fun turned into a band just through lots of gigs, through playing every Wednesday, rehearsing once or twice a week, and then getting Friday, Saturday gigs as well. And so the band kind of toured in earnest between 2005 and 2012, which was, we were doing at that time around like 150 to 200 dates a year. And then since then, we've kind of still played a lot, but not quite at that level of touring anymore.
Well, we've all grown up over the past 20 some years, so families and day jobs and all of that.
And this particular incarnation is very much a COVID phenomenon. Jake and I are original 2-decade-plus members.
Oh, geez.
Yes. And then Rudy... Rudy's been playing with us since he moved to Richmond in... What year did you move to Richmond, Rudy?
2017.
So, yeah, so about 7 years Rudy's been playing with us off and on. And then, this is embarrassing.
Party foul. Charles.
And then,
that's
really good coming. And then Charles and JM as well, but especially since during the shutdown, we had a lot of time on our hands, especially like Charles and Rudy, who are quite gigging guys, all of a sudden all the gigs dried up. And so we had plenty of time around, you know, bonfires and the outdoors and very safe environments to play music together. And then it just kind of tightened up to the point where we started to play out again once things started opening up.
Your next opportunity to see the Hot Seats live is at the RVA Bluegrass Jam. It's happening this Saturday, May 4th. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., a whole day full of bluegrass. Their set starts at 340 Meadow Stage. You can see more details at rvabluegrassjam.com. And I know a gig that you're doing in 2006. The Hot Seats actually performed at my graduation from college.
That's
party.
Right. That's right, we did.
Fun memories. Known each other a long time.
Yes. It was kind of raucous, I recall, your graduation party being.
Yeah, in Hampton, we threw it down.
Yes.
It was a good night.
Yeah, you did.
And a slow morning the next day. We can get into those memories after another song. Josh, what's it going to be?
Yeah, so this is an original of ours. That first one was called The Crook Brothers Breakdown. It's a traditional tune. Comes from a band called The Crook Brothers, who were big in the Opry scene in the 1940s and 50s. But this one is one of ours. It is called Bad Decisions. One, two, three, four. Looks like I'm about to make another bad decision. Won't be the first time, won't be the worst time, won't be the last. Maybe I try and find some better ways of living, but every time I try and change, I can't get out of my way, and I wind up in the same old way. Taking trips down memory lane, making calls to my ex-girlfriends. I change my voice, I change my name. Looks like I'm about to make another bad decision. Won't be the first time, won't be the worst time, won't be the last. Maybe I should try and find some better ways of living, but every time I try and change, I can't get out of my way, and I wind up in the same old way. Time, too little action, too much money in my pants, too many beautiful distractions shoot at my feet just to watch me dance. Looks like I'm about to make another bad decision. Won't be the first time, won't be the worst time, won't be the last. Maybe I should try and find some better ways of living, but every time I try and change, I can't get out of my way, and I wind up in the same old way.
In studio today at WNRN, Richmond-based band The Hot Seats, bringing us some great Commonwealth bluegrass. Thanks for that one.
Yes.
An original. We love to hear it. So they'll be at RVA Bluegrass Jam this Saturday. It's a full day, 11 to 8, and you yourself are encouraged to bring your own instruments. There's jams going on all over. You can see the full lineup at rvabluegrassjam.com. And Josh, I'm just curious, you all have traveled across the country, even in the UK, and I'm sure offstage some of the most memories have been made in those jams that happen backstage or late at night. Do you have a fond memory of one of those with an artist maybe you really admire?
Yeah, so Rudy here plays in another group called Low Water Bridge, and they just got back from South by Southwest, which had me reminiscing about a time that we went to South by Southwest many years ago, and it being mostly an electric musicians festival, like there is busking that can happen on the main streets, but you can't use any electric instruments, which pretty much disqualifies most of the bands that are there. So we actually found we had much greater success in kind of garnering attention by busking. And it just so happened that our friends, the Fox Hunt, were down there. The Fox Hunt was a great band from West Virginia that included a number of really good songwriters, including John R. Miller, who is very talented and experiencing some well-deserved success right now. And we had a huge jam going on that main street with we had two basses, three guitars, two banjos, two fiddles. Jake was playing the washboard, and we just had this massive, you know, two band kind of old time jam going on. That certainly that one kind of stuck out in my mind recently, just thinking about Texas. But a lot, especially of the gigs that we play overseas, the festivals in the UK and in Scandinavia, they do a real job of making sure the musicians have kind of plenty of time to be together and also kind of the proper lubrication with one another to make some kind of fun after festival jamming happening. So just playing with Finnish musicians or African musicians or certainly a lot of Scottish and Irish and English musicians in those after parties, both playing their music and our kind of music has been really edifying.
So if you're listening and you want to jam with maybe some of these players or others, this Saturday, 11 to 8 is the RVA Bluegrass Jam. They even have, you know, you can check in your own instrument and you can find more details, rvabluegrassjam.com. The Hot Seats take the stage at 340 Meadow Stage. And if they want to find out about more gigs, Josh, where can people keep up with you?
Yeah, so if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can just search The Hot Seats. We're on both of those places, and that's where we post information about our gigs. We also have a website, which I'm realizing may or may not actually be that useful in 2024, but we have one that has gigs posted there. It's thehotseatsrva.com. We've got gigs coming up in May. We are later in May. I need to look at my brain. We are playing. That's the wrong month.
Nice.
Apologies.
Brain. Is that the new one?
Yeah, it's not the newest brain, but it's pretty new. So on Sunday, May 19th, we're playing at the Get Tight Lounge with a great band called Golden Shoals, who I guess I'm not sure exactly where they're from nowadays, but they are a touring band, and also a great band from Richmond called the Crooked Creek Misfits. So that's the 19th, and then we have some gigs in June, mostly around Richmond. We're playing a Richmond Folk Music Association concert at this really cool temple. And more gigs to fill in. If you go to thehotseatsrva.com, that would probably be the best option.
People can find you on the interwebs.
Yes.
Make sure it happens. Let's do another song.
All right. So back to the world of old-timey music. This one comes from a lot of places, including Arthur Smith and the McGee Brothers. This is Crow Black Chicken.
Crow for days, I like chicken pie.
Chicken Crow Midnight, Chicken Crow Day. Long come big old hoot owl, woo, that chicken away. Crow, that chicken ain't crow for days. Crow, that chicken ain't fly away. Crow, that chicken ain't crow for days. I like chicken pie.
The Hot Seats, live at WNRN. That was some great chicken noise, guys.
Thank you.
How did you decide who would do the chicken part? Do you have to audition for that?
It's whoever feels the most like chicken at that moment.
Yeah, it's very much in the moment thing.
They'll be live this weekend at RVA Bluegrass Jam, along with a lot of other bluegrass players, all-day event. It is supporting veterans and their families, specifically Richmond Fisher House and Liberation Veterans Services. You can find more details. It's free. It's open to the public. They are taking donations, though, for veterans and military families. RVABluegrassJam.com has all the details. Fellas, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having us, Amber.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Hot Seats, RVA.com. See where else you can see them, play with them, jam with them this Saturday. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
WNRN.
Bye.
Big thank you to Mike Lynn Graham, engineering audio and video today. And support local music. Go see some Commonwealth bands this weekend.